如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。单元质量评估二，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Kate met Jack 5 years ago when she was 16 years old.
Jack was only 2 years younger than Kate, but he seemed much younger.
This is the third time you've been late for work this week, Bob. You'll have to do better, or I'll have to let you go.
It won't happen again, I promise.
I haven't seen you around for long. Have you been on holiday?
No, I have had a couple of conferences, one in Milan and the other in Yorkshire. I'd like 2 tickets for the 8 o'clock show this evening.
Sorry, sir, they are sold out, but we have a few left for tomorrow.
What's Kathy been up to? I've seen her at the School of Music several times.
Can you believe that she has taken up singing at her age?
Second 节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听第6段材料。回答第6至8题。
Hi, Mr. Harry. What's the rush?
The bank closes in 30 minutes and I need to cash a check.
No hurry.You may cash it tomorrow, and I can lend you some money.
Thanks, but it's necessary for me to buy a computer.
Can I help in any way?
You can give me a lift to the bank if you want to.
Sure. Please get into my car. Let's go. Hi, Mr. Harry. What's the rush?
The bank closes in 30 minutes, and I need to cash a check.
No hurry.You may cash it tomorrow, and I can lend you some money.
Thanks, but it's necessary for me to buy a computer.
Can I help in any way?
You can give me a lift to the bank if you want to.
Sure. Please get into my car. Let's go.
听第7段材料，回答第9至11题。
Oh, Lucy, it's you. Where have you been? I haven't seen you for ages.
Hello, Richard. Glad to see you here. I went to Japan in 2007 and have been working there since.
I see. What are you reading? A novel?
Yes, just for fun. It's too boring to sit on the train for hours, so I usually take a book with me to read.
You're quite right. Reading books is a good way to kill time. Oh, Lucy, it's you. Where have you been? I haven't seen you for ages.
Hello, Richard. Glad to see you here. I went to Japan in 2007 and have been working there since.
I see. What are you reading? A novel?
Yes, just for fun. It's too boring to sit on the train for hours, so I usually take a book with me to read.
You're quite right. Reading books is a good way to kill time. Have you by any chance ever been to Hong Kong?
Yes, I have. Why?
I'm going there with my family for a vacation next month. Can you tell me what it's like there?
Well, it's a very exciting place, I think. As a matter of fact, it's probably one of the most exciting places I know.
Really? That's good to hear. Can you tell me anything else?
Well, what else would you like to know?
How about the weather and the people?
The weather at this time of year is usually cool and wet, and in my opinion, the people there are very interesting.
It sounds like a wonderful place.
It is. I'm sure you will have a good time there.
Have you by any chance ever been to Hong Kong?
Yes, I have. Why?
I'm going there with my family for a vacation next month. Can you tell me what it's like there?
Well, it's a very exciting place, I think. As a matter of fact, it's probably one of the most exciting places I know.
Really? That's good to hear. Can you tell me anything else?
Well, what else would you like to know?
How about the weather and the people?
The weather at this time of year is usually cool and wet, and in my opinion, the people there are very interesting.
It sounds like a wonderful place.
It is. I'm sure you will have a good time there.
Have you noticed the new dustbin downstairs?
Yeah, it looks like a battery. What's it for? Is it really for garbage?
Not really. Actually, it's a dustbin for used batteries.
Used batteries? Why do we need it?
Well, you know there are still heavy metals left in used batteries, so by recycling the batteries, we can not only make full use of the metals left, but prevent the environment from being polluted.
Oh, I see.
The Students' Union is having a one-month program called Green Movement. It is aimed at making more students aware of serious environmental problems.
Sounds interesting. Green Movement. What can I do?
Well, a lot. For example, stop using plastic metal boxes. They really do great harm to the environment. Well, there will be a lecture tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Are you interested?
Tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, I'm free then. I will go with you.
Have you noticed the new dustbin downstairs?
Yeah, it looks like a battery. What's it for? Is it really for garbage?
Not really. Actually, it's a dustbin for used batteries.
Used batteries? Why do we need it?
Well, you know, there are still heavy metals left in used batteries, so by recycling the batteries, we can not only make full use of the metals left, but prevent the environment from being polluted.
Oh, I see.
The Students' Union is having a one-month program called Green Movement. It is aimed at making more students aware of serious environmental problems.
Sounds interesting. Green Movement. What can I do?
Well, a lot. For example, stop using plastic metal boxes. They really do great harm to the environment. Well, there will be a lecture tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Are you interested?
Tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, I'm free then. I will go with you.
It is strange that so many of the important meetings in people's lives take place quite by chance. I could have sat anywhere in the train to London on the day I left university because it was almost empty. However, I didn't want to be alone. Instead, I sat opposite a man who was reading a newspaper. After a few minutes, he put the newspaper down. Then he glanced at me and said, "End of term?" "The end of university for me," I said. "Well, I expect you're looking forward to a long summer break." "Not exactly," I said. "The first thing I must do is to look for a job." For the rest of the journey, we talked about my studies. Now that I know Mr. Merrick well, I know he never asks questions to pass the time. By the time we reached London, he knew almost all there was to know about me. As I was saying goodbye, he handed me a business card with his name on it and the address of Merrick Enterprise Limited in the city. "If you run out of ideas during the summer," he said, "give me a ring." It is strange that so many of the important meetings in people's lives take place quite by chance. I could have sat anywhere in the train to London on the day I left university because it was almost empty. However, I didn't want to be alone. Instead, I sat opposite a man who was reading a newspaper. After a few minutes, he put the newspaper down. Then he glanced at me and said, "End of term?" "The end of university for me," I said. "Well, I expect you're looking forward to a long summer break." "Not exactly," I said. "The first thing I must do is to look for a job." For the rest of the journey, we talked about my studies. Now that I know Mr. Merrick well, I know he never asks questions to pass the time. By the time we reached London, he knew almost all there was to know about me. As I was saying goodbye, he handed me a business card with his name on it and the address of Merrick Enterprise Limited in the city. "If you run out of ideas during the summer," he said, "give me a ring."